Sometimes, while building a strong democracy, we gotta use some strong language. So be warned.
Howdy, y'all. It's Ashley Chang.
And Becky Bullard.
Of the Ravel Podcast, bringing you a very special series, The Daily Democracy Challenge.
Each day for the 46 days leading up to the November 3rd election, we are giving you one impactful yet achievable thing you can do to flip Texas and hopefully elect our 46th president.
Get it? Like 46 days, 46th president.
Democracy nerds, assemble!
All right. It is Monday, October the 5th, day 17 of the Daily Democracy Challenge. Only 29 days until the election. OMG. but LOL. What? Your action for today is pretty easy, though. So that's good. We need a little easy day every now and then.
Yeah. Let's just be realistic.
We mentioned this yesterday on the podcast, but tonight, a documentary that yours truly's are in, The Pushback, is premiering. It's going to be at 5 p.m. You got to RSVP. We'll post the link. But it's not just a screening of the film. It's also a discussion with Beto O'Rourke and Veronica Escobar. And that starts at 5.
And the filmmaker, Kevin Ford.
Yes, a really lovely human. Oh, and also one of the founding members of the founding president of Voto Latino is going to be moderating the discussion. Pretty excited about that.
Yeah, it's going to be really good. Y'all, this film, I know we're in it, so this is weird that we're promoting it. But even if you don't watch the segments that we're in, the stories that he followed folks for like 2 years or a year, I guess, during the film. And it's just such an incredible overview of different forms of people pushing back against this terrible administration, what's been going on in our country, you know, since 2016. And it's like all stories from all across Texas, from people who are running from office. For those, I know we have a lot of listeners in Austin. Natasha Harper Madison, a city councilwoman, is featured, and you get to see her whole experience actually running for city council. And as a woman of color in Austin, that's not an easy thing to do. So it's really inspiring. And he got Johnny Cash's nephew, was it, to
our grandson,
someone related to Johnny Cash, did the soundtrack, and the soundtrack was just released online, and it is so good. I listened to the whole thing yesterday while I worked, and it's very impressive.
I love that. Yeah, and one of the things I really love about the film too is that it puts into context our current moment. In like, they kind of talk a little bit about the history of social justice and racial justice in Texas, which is an interesting layer that it adds to this current moment. So super cool. So yeah, we'll see you virtually.
Yeah, we'll be in there.
Watch the film. Yeah.
It'll be great. I could use some hope right about now. And it's definitely a hopeful film.
Definitely. Yeah. Yeah. So take an evening, put up your feet, get inspired, and we'll be back with more actions tomorrow.
Y'all tomorrow.